This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
It's Thursday, and we've started a new monthly series on Thursdays.
Last week, we started a new series, which is What's in a Name? The stories behind things that are named in our region. We start another one that will be on Thursdays.
Things that are locally made in our region.
So, boy, it could be anything from chocolate to a canoe. Well,
Anything. I mean, Highland Dairy, because milk is, you know, is made here. But
exactly.
Yeah, anything. Anything from the small to the big, really.
And to start this ongoing series, Antoinette Grajeda met with some people in Springdale in a business called Noble Dwelling. And they make all sorts of things here locally.
Artsy, craftsy things.
That's right.
Yeah. Here's her report.
You ready?
No. No. I'll do it for you. That's fun, huh? Yeah, wind chime. Can you say wind chime? You should try.
On this warm July evening, Adam Cole raises up his 16-month-old daughter, Nora, to play with a wind chime hanging in his workshop, which is located in the middle of Springdale. The copper wind chime was created by his shopmate, Steve Gerecht, a fellow woodworker who has known Adam for about 15 years. As a fan hums on the floor and creates a small breeze through the shop, Adam's wife, Kara, stands nearby. Kara and Adam were both born and raised in Springdale and are celebrating their 11th wedding anniversary this year. The two were high school sweethearts who have recently transitioned to business partners as the owners of Noble Dwelling.
Well, high school sweethearts to marriage was not a hard decision. I think we were one of the more rare love at first sight stories. I mean, we knew right away, and parents thought we were crazy. I mean, you're 15, you don't know what you're doing. But I think for us, the business part just started us making gifts for friends and family and making things for our own home. And as more people saw what we were doing and saw our style and started asking us to make things and they would buy them, just kind of grew from there. And I think still every day we're a little bit shocked that people want to buy our stuff. It's like we make things because we like them and people continue to buy them. So here we are.
The Coles initially just worked out of their home, but outgrew that very quickly. To keep up with the demand for their goods, they moved into their current space about 4 months ago. In addition to custom orders, the couple creates handmade items that are available for purchase at Warehouse 54 Indy Market in Springdale and Four Legged Bird in Fayetteville. The Springdale natives create handmade home goods that include anything from purses, satchels, and aprons sewn by Kara, to furniture, wooden six-pack carriers, and metal marquee-style letters and arrows created by Adam. Kara says it's difficult to explain their crafts. She says it's just them.
I know Keith at Four Legged Bird. He loves to describe us as the soft and hard. I'm the softer side with the sewing and the bags and the more feminine products, and Adam is the hard side with the welding and the wood and metalworks. I guess that would be a good description for us. I think we love anything old and anything repurposed. So a lot of our things are a very old-time feel, a very classic feel. Very vintage, to use a coined word anymore.
Kara says the hard part about explaining their work is they are often all over the place. While they do have their staple items, Kara says they get bored pretty easily and they love a challenge. Many of their custom orders include people finding something they like a table online, and then asking the Coles to make it. Kara says they enjoy the challenge of making something similar, but adding their own flair to it. Although Kara sews, she says she can't read patterns, so oftentimes when she sees something on the internet she wants to make, she simply sketches it up and tries to create it. Kara says she often doesn't know what she's going to make from day to day.
I actually learned to sew probably about 6 years ago. I actually had cancer, and so I was, you know, in the home a lot and couldn't go anywhere, move around a lot. And so while I was doing chemo, my best friend Janessa said, hey, let's learn how to sew. This would be a fun thing to do. And so we didn't have anyone teach us or knew what we were doing. We just bought a sewing machine and said, let's try to make this, and so we did.
Another tough time in the couple's life has also been incorporated into their current business.
Our first son, his name was Noble Ray, and he actually passed away from SIDS. And so after that, we came back, and we actually moved to Haiti after that and did some restoration work there after the earthquake. And when we came home from that and had the opportunity to have a little bit more time to process life and think things through, and that's when a lot of our creativity started coming out. We started making a lot more things, and so we decided we needed a name for what we were doing. And we've always called our home our dwelling. It's just a word that we've always used. We like to dwell in places, and so we just knew we wanted to use Noble's name as, you know, part of a legacy for him. And so Noble Dwelling came about, and here we are.
Adam and Kara made their debut last December at the Little Craft Show after some encouragement from their friend Amber Paradin of Paradin Supply Company.
We were so nervous, and we didn't think anyone would buy our stuff. Why would we do this? Why would we put all our stuff in a craft show? And we actually ended up selling out of 90% of our stuff in the first 20 minutes of the craft show. And so we were just totally blown away, and that was what really kind of spurred us on, like, okay, maybe this is soon. Maybe we should really look into selling our stuff full time.
While they do have some signature items, Adam says he wants to expand what they create.
We're starting to get into a little bit bigger stuff, like the arrows and the marquee stuff, and then furniture is our next big push. We do a lot of smaller hand goods. At the Little Craft Show last year, we were there. We had a lot of smaller, more present type things, and then at Block Street Party, we brought some of the marquee letters, and those were huge. So we've kind of just tried to expand where we don't get in a rut, so we can stay creative with it, where it doesn't quite feel like a job.
If you've been to Maxine's Tap Room in Fayetteville since it reopened earlier this year, you may have noticed a large illuminated metal M hanging on the wall. This was created by Adam, who says he made it bigger than his typical letters because he wanted to pay tribute to the Maxine's tradition. Adam grew up with a father who liked to carve and tinker with wood, which is how Adam got into woodworking himself. Adam built houses with a Springdale company for years and is currently a shop foreman for Eclipse Displays in Fayetteville. He says Noble Dwelling is a creative outlet for him. Recently, his creativity led him to get into metalworking. Adam says they often scavenge for materials and rarely use new materials unless a client requests it. Adam says he likes that old Las Vegas look of metal letters with light bulbs. In addition to letters, he also has similarly styled arrows and a star hanging in his shop. Although he is new to metalworking, Adam says he finds it's more forgiving than wood because it's easier to fix your mistakes. The couple seems to be enjoying their success, but Adam says it can be overwhelming at times when they receive so many orders at once. Kara says she still doesn't expect the reaction she sometimes receives.
It's still a surprise every day that people are seeking out our stuff. I think that's what surprises me more, is when someone says, I saw, you know, someone carrying your bag and I wanted to know if I could have one too. It surprises me every day, because I make, kind of like Adam was saying, we make things that we like, and sometimes it still kind of surprises us that people want the things that we make and like our style and what we're doing.
Noble Dwelling will have a trunk show at Four-Legged Bird in Fayetteville September 13th. You can find out more about this local company by visiting facebook.com/Noble Dwelling. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.